This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, a Joy 94.9 podcast. This podcast was made possible with support from the Community Broadcasting Foundation. To support the production of content like this, donate at cbf.com.au.
Hong Kong has been caught up in over 3 months of extremely intense protests that at times have involved protests of more than 2 million people, which is at least a third of the city's population. Well, today, Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam has withdrawn the extradition bill that initiated those protests. For those of you who are unaware of that context, that bill would have allowed the government of Hong Kong to extradite citizens of Hong Kong to the mainland in China. It was originally initiated in response to a pretty unpleasant murder case in Taiwan, but Carrie and Beijing took advantage of that to attempt to pursue a quite different agenda. And off the back of that, we have seen some extremely intense protests and violence, and that violence has actually spread to a number of places as well. We've actually seen it here in Australia as well. China's aviation regulators gone as far to demand Hong Kong flag carrier Cathay Pacific suspend personnel who've taken part in the protests. Now, last night there was actually an event here in Melbourne called Be Water that featured a number of very prominent Hong Kong activists, Denise Ho and Bu Chin Chow, along with Clive Hamilton, who's an Australian professor. Ian Muchamore and myself both attended that event and asked a number of questions, along with a reporter who is originally from Hong Kong, so we will not be identifying him. Here are some questions that were posed to various members of the crowd when they were asked whether or not they thought the Australian government, or what they thought the Australian government should be doing.
We can ask our local Australian friends to write a letter to the MP to put some international pressure on the Hong Kong government.
I believe Australia should be supporting Hong Kong. They should be doing everything they can in their power to acknowledge that it's a human rights issue and that it's already at crisis point. And I personally believe the government should be doing more.
I think that Australians should take an active role in promoting democracy in Hong Kong. This is the future for young people.
One, as part of that event as well, the artist Bu Dei Chow also revealed that he had created a rainbow flag, effectively. As part of the protests that have been occurring around Hong Kong, a lot of honkers, as I think people in the city call themselves, have been using post-it notes with little messages posted up kind of on various walls. That is a homage to a famous wall in the Czech Republic that was created during the era of the USSR. And once again, we asked the artist some questions about why he'd gone about creating that post-it note flag. And here he is.
I think, well, it's very inspirational for the design of the LGBT rainbow flag, because I did a little bit study about the history of it. It is actually a flag born in the protest as well.
Absolutely.
And I think, well, now Hong Kongers are facing this. Maybe it looks like a different enemy, but it's actually the common enemy that against the humanity, it's against the human rights that we all should have. And so naturally, I'm inspired by this fabulous flag. And I think the reason why the rainbow flag catches people's attention is because it's quite universal. It's including people. It's beautiful. You can't really reject rainbow.
So could you describe your new flag for Hong Kong, what it looks like?
So my new flag is simply with colourful blocks that combine together as design of the flag, which is symbol, the colourful post notes being put as a way of protesting Hong Kong. And the name of it is called the Lantern Wall because it's also inspired by the graffiti wall in Prague when the Czech Slovak people are defending their rights from the communist regime. So
that was also about fighting communism.
It is.
Yes.
Or in general, it's about fighting for oppressed. to the party that strip away your rights. So I do hope that this new colorful flag could, you know, injecting some energy and cheer for atmosphere in Hong Kong to light up people's mind, because I know that it's really intense atmosphere at the moment. A lot of people feel it's quite desperate. And I think a colorful flag could be do its just to the people and bring people some smile as well.
That's right. The people in Hong Kong certainly need something to pep up their spirits. Presently, hopefully with the withdrawal of that bill, there will things will settle down there a little bit, though. There are a number of signs that those protests will continue. You were hearing audio there of Ian Muchamore at the Be Water event last night that was held here in Melbourne. And Ian and that Hong Kong reporter actually had an interview that I believe they'll be playing out in a worldwide wave next week with Denise Ho, a prominent LGBTI rights activist who's also been one of the leaders of the Hong Kong protests. You are listening to The Informer.
Hi, I'm Kylie Minogue, also known as Kylie from Camberwell, and I'm a proud Joy member, number 285.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.